So, in your childhood, you had to move around a lot. Starting being born in India, moving to America, and then you had to move back, correct? Mm-hmm. And then move back again.
Mm-hmm.
How did all that moving affect your social life and just childhood in general?
So, like most things, it had positive and negative impact on me, I think. The positive impact was that I became very adaptable. I was able to make friendships quickly. I kind of had to adjust
definitely
to my environment.
Yeah, moving back to different schools
and different languages, different cultures.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I did get to learn a new language. So those were the positive things. The negative things were that it was incredibly hard.
Yeah, of course.
I never was sure if we were going to stay or if we were going to move back. And I had started to build a life in different places.
Right as you kind of settle in, make friends, you just had to leave that all behind.
Mm-hmm. And then just different cultures. It was very, very, very scary and hard to adjust to.
Yeah. So that definitely sounds tough. Just so much adapting.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on from your childhood, moving back from India and America, what were the biggest cultural differences and things that you had to get used to?
Well, one of the biggest ones was language. When I moved to India, I understood Hindi,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't speak it very well.
Yeah, and did you, with the school you went to, did you have to learn to speak and write Hindi, or was it an English school?
It was an English school, but you still had to learn to speak and write Hindi. While all my classmates were like zipping through poetry and novels, I was reading at a kindergarten level.
They would
sit me on the side of the classroom, and I would just be like learning the alphabet, writing it down.
That's awful.
It was really hard. But that was, the language was big. Just the way that people treated, how differently people treated children.
How the whole country functioned.
Yes. And how people treated children and girls and boys and how what your expectations were of what you would be like if you were a girl or a boy.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I think that
mm-hmm.
those experiences in the long run help you see that, wow, this isn't the way it is for everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
The way we choose to live is not the way.
Yeah.
That most people live or choose to live. So it does open up your eyes to just how complex the world is and how different people are depending on where they live.
That's definitely, every country has drastically different cultures and functions so differently. It's just, it's crazy how they're all so different.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a big change from America to India, all the way across the world.